Today's shiur is daf peivav. We're going to begin in the Mishnah on the fourth line. The Mishnah begins with the first question. The halacha is that shichva zera, semen, is tamei. The Mishnah is going to focus shichva zera in the woman's body. We'll talk about on the men's side in the Gemara. So the halacha is that a woman who had relations with her husband and has shichva zera on her body, the halacha is that that shichva zera, when it comes out of her body, is metamei. Ask the Mishnah, menayin lepaleta shichva zera b'yoyim ha-shlishi, that even on the third day, the shichva zera is tamei, shenemar, because the pasuk says, hayei nuchoinim l'shloisis yomim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and we're going to start today the sugya of Kabbalah HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said we have to be prepared for the third day. Why for 3 days? Because we wanted women to be part of Kabbalah HaTorah, and if they would expel shichva zera, they would be tamei. So therefore, Hashem said that for 3 days they shouldn't have relations, and therefore any shichva zera that would come out afterwards, even if anything would come out, it would no longer be tamei. Why? What's the 3 days? Or we'll see in the Gemara other shiurim, because shichva zera is only metame as long as it's viable, and the Mishnah is learning that it's considered viable for the first 3 days. Ask Tosfos an obvious question: the issue of tum and tahara is only related to Jews. Until Kabbalah HaTorah, we weren't Jews. So what's the issue that the shichva zera would have come out and the metame? We're not Jews yet. So Tosfos says that we're going to have this question a few times today, that we already were considered Jews to a certain degree, as far as being makbid, as far as being careful in Tumah Tahara, and therefore Hashem wanted us to be completely Torah, not only us, every male and female. Ask Tosfos, so if we're concerned about Tumah, what about the other Tumas, Mitzaraz, Zav, Nida? So Tosfos says there's a difference between those tumas and the tuma of shichva zera. Shichva zera comes from a time not of seriousness. That's the type of tuma that we're more careful with than the type of tuma that comes because of a natural phenomenon. The Satmar Rebbe asks, why is Tosfos worried about mitzorah? The Gemara says that by Kabbalah HaTorah everybody got healed. So if anybody was a mitzorah or a zav, they were healed anyway. So the answers are very cute teretz. He says, yes, a mitzvah was healed. We know that the halacha is that you need 7 days after you heal to become tahar. So even if they became tahar by Kabbalah HaTorah, they still needed a week. Now, we learned the Gemara. The Shem Shmuel asked this question. We learned the Gemara together in Masechta Brachos. The Gemara says that even though there was the Kanas Ezra, the Rebbe has Tumas Shichva Zera, has to go to the mikvah. But we learned, the Gemara says, Koy Dvarei Ka'esh, the Gemara says the Torah is compared to fire. Ma ish enim kabelas tumah, just like fire can become Torah, after it Torah enim kabelas tumah, and that's why we're not careful to go to the mikvah. So why are we making a big deal about being tummy with shichva zera? We learned Torah today without going to the mikvah, so they could have had kabelas Torah even if they had tumah shichva zera. So the Shem Shmuel answers very nice teretz. He says like this: why are we? He says everybody agrees that learning Torah when you're Tahar is a higher level than when you're learning Torah without Tahar. Just what? Today I'm not Tahar, so I'll learn Torah today that I'm not Tahar. Tomorrow I'll be Tahar, will be a better learning. But that's on the learning today. Today's learning and tomorrow's learning is the same learning. Kabbalah HaTorah is a one-time event. Hashem wanted that one-time event, we should be on the highest level of Tahara. It's not going to happen again. And that's why we had to purify ourselves completely for Kabbalah HaTorah. Continues the Mishnah. Menayin shemachitin samila b'yoyim ha-shvi shechal lios b'shabbos, that if somebody had a bris, a child had a bris, even 3 days, if 3 days come out to Shabbos, we are allowed to wash the child with warm water. Shenemar v'hi b'yoyim ha-shlishi, was on the third day. This is the story by Shechem, when Shimon and Levi attached them. B'yoyisam koyavim. So it says that on the third day is when they were in pain. So first of all, there's a very big machlokes rishonim. What does it mean the third day? The Ran and Meiri say it doesn't mean only the third day. It means even the first day and the second day. Just even the third day. The Rambam learns that it was dafka the third day. And that is obvious question. There we were talking about adults, and there we were talking about holding war. So it could be that for adults and for holding war, you need the third day. They're sick. But here we have a regular child. He's not going to war. He's a child. He's more resilient. And he's not going to war. So what's the proof from there that the third day you're still sick? So I saw the Ritva answers. He says, if a child is sick, then I don't need the Mishnah to tell me that you're allowed to do anything for the child. Of course you're not allowed to do anything for the child. Here we're talking in when the child is not sick, and just saying that even though it doesn't look bad, we consider it possibly bad. Where do we see that? That we could bring a proof from Shem. Now, however, the Shulchan Aruch does say, that was in those days. Nowadays we don't necessarily believe that you need hot water for a child on the third day, and there's not necessarily a heter to warm up hot water for a child that had a bris 3 days earlier. This is also, the Mishnah Berurah talks about this, we know you're supposed to make a bris on the eighth day. What happens if the child can't have a bris on the eighth day? So you make it whenever you can make it. There is a minig, especially in a lot of the Hasidic community, not to make a bris on a Thursday, a bris that's already pushed off. Because if you're going to make a bris on Thursday, then it's going to come out the third day is Shabbos. And you're not allowed to put yourself l'chatchila into a situation that you may have to be mechal Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Eliyahu Rabbi says, not like that, and he says, you can't make a bris on Thursday. Also, based on the machlokes we said before, it would be the same shiloh on Shabbos. On Friday, are you allowed to make a bris on Friday? If you say the third day is not necessarily the third day, it's the first and second day, you would not be allowed to make, according to those menhagim, a pushed off bris on Friday. According to the Rambam, even if you may not be making it on Thursday, you can make it on Friday. So I want to just say, I saw a very nice fart. From here we see that a child that has a bris is in a sakana. Because not only during the bris is he in a sakana, we say he's considered a sakana for 3 days after the bris. So the question is, how do we do a bris on every Jewish male? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us, even though the child is being put into sakana, I'm telling you, he'll be fine. That's why the minig is that by bris, it's the time to daven for anybody who's sick. Because we're dealing with a situation where you have somebody who's sick, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending Eliyahu Malach HaBris to be merapi him, to cure him. So now it's the time to help anybody else who needs a refuah. That's why the halacha is that when do we say Brichas Rafa'enu? Brichas Rafa'enu is the eighth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. Why is it the eighth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei? Because every child that has a bris is in a sakana, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals him. So we ask, just like every child has a bris and gets a refuah, this chayla should also have a refuah. Continues the Mishnah. Menayin l'kashrin l'ashin shel zahuris b'roi sarim shtaleich. We know in Yom Kippur, they threw down a goat from a mountain. They used to tie a red thread around its horns, because the pasuk says, m'yuchat to'echim kishanim, if your sins are like red, kishel yolbino, they become white. And that was the Mishnah Masechet Yuma says that what did they do? They used to take the red thread, cut it into two. One they put onto the wall, on the door of the Beis HaMikdash, one on this goat, and then when they threw him down, it turned white to symbolize that they were forgiven. It's an interesting child. The Maril Daskin asks, how could they tie the thread onto the goat's head? It's Kshira. Kshira is also Yom Kippur. But they tied it on Yom Kippur. Kshir is Asa. No, so the Shechita is the Torah says you should do Shechita, it's Avoida. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah to do this. This is not a Melacha, this is not Avoida that says in the Torah. Maril Diskin says a very bechidish. He says that Kshira that's meant to be there forever is not considered Kshira. He says Kshira means that something you tie and you untie, you tie and you untie. It's a very bechidish. Then there's another shaila. There's a problem with chamer. You're not allowed to put something on your animal to take for you. Here they're putting the thread on the animal. Why isn't it mechamer? So the Paiskim say that mechamer is mutter, is permitted l'tzarech harabim. Here was l'tzarech harabim. Where's it relevant l'aloch l'maisa? Let's say you forgot the key to the shul. You don't know, and you can't carry it. L'aloch, the Paiskim want to say, you could put the key on your dog, and the dog could carry it. It's mechamer l'tzarech harabim. Right, Ben Seira. Next, Menayin L'Sicha Kishtiyah. We know on Yom Kippur there are five things that are Asr: eating, drinking, washing, marital relations, and anointing yourself. So v'nayin l'sicha kishtiyah v'yom kippurim says the mar apishen ray l'dover, there is no pasuk that says it zeich l'dover shnemar v'tava k'mayim b'kirboi, just like water you drink, k'tsem r'bat smaytsov, the same as like the oil you shmir on your bones. So the Har Tzvi asks a question. The Mishnah Masechta Trumas says explicitly that with truma, just like a non-kohen may not eat truma, he's not allowed to shmir himself with oil of truma. So what's the Mishnah teaching us? So Har Tzvi says a very bechiddush. We know that even though we just said there are five things that are also in Yom Kippur, the only thing there's a chiyuv karus for is eating and drinking. Says the Har Tzvi, what the Mishnah is teaching us is that sicha is a notch above rechitza and tashmi shamita. Meaning, he says it lalocha, but he says you have to think about it lamaisa. If somebody has to wash himself, and he has, should he wash himself or should he shmir himself? So he says, based on this Mishnah, he says the Mishnah is teaching us, wash, don't shmir, because shmir is like drinking. Drinking is a chiyuv karis. Rechitza is not a chiyuv karis. So better to do rechitza than to do sicha, which may be similar to shtiyah. One more shaila. The Michas Chinuch asked the shaila. What's going to be the halacha Erev Yom Kippur or Erev Tisha B'Av? Well, you're not allowed to do sicha on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av. Are you allowed to shmir yourself 5 minutes before Yom Kippur or 5 minutes before Tisha B'Av? And when will you really enjoy it? You'll really enjoy it on Yom Kippur or on Tisha B'Av. So the Michas Chinuch says on Yom Kippur, for sure you're allowed to do it Erev Yom Kippur. He says two reasons. First of all, just like you're allowed to eat till 5 minutes before the Zman, sicha is no different. Moreover, he says, the Isurim on Yom Kippur are on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, I don't want you to be busy with these things. Hashem doesn't want you to be busy. He wants you to be busy with Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av, he says, is different. Tisha B'Av, we want you to remember and not be in a situation of enjoyment. And he says that it probably would be inappropriate that 5 minutes before Tisha B'Av, somebody should shmir himself. Continue the Gemara. Reisha, the first part of the Gemara, is like of the Mishnah, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Why? Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah tells us that the Shechva Zera is only an issue for 2 days. And Amish says it's 3 days. Sefer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Sefer is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, where the Sefer says that you could wash the meal up to 3 days. Says the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if we're going to try to explain Amish like Rabbi Elazar, Shmana, Tar Shmana Leh, he says that on the third day a woman who expels Shechva Zera is already Tar. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara, he says like this. There are two approaches, he quotes the Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia, how to deal with such a situation. Either you could say that the first part of the Mishnah, the second part of the Mishnah are different Tanoim, or you could say that the first part of the Mishnah, or we have to manipulate the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Mandaloi Mukik Tanoi, the one that doesn't want to have that the Mishnah should be going according to different Tanoim, Tana Resha Tahira. He'll have to change and say that on the third day it's not Tameya but it's Tahira. And the Rishonim explained you can't just change the words of the Mishnah. It says Tameya and all of a sudden turn it Tahira. There was a Girsa that had Tahira. We originally did not learn with that Girsa. Now we're going to have to say that that's the correct Girsa. Mandaloi Muki Ketanoi Tana Resh Tahira. Umukulai Kula Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and he could have the whole Mishnah fitting with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Umanda Mukim Ketanoi, the man that says that he's Tar, Manda Mukim Ketanoi doesn't have a problem saying that different Tanoim said different segments of the Mishnah, will say that the Reisha is the Rabbanan, that say that you need 3 days till the Shechva Zera is not a problem. The Sefer that says you can wash the meal until the third day is going to be like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Before we begin the next Gemara, we have to familiarize ourselves with certain concepts. One is a concept called oina. In Hilchas Nida, there's a concept that constantly comes up called an oina. Oina means a time period. As far as our Shia today, every 12 hours is considered a new oina. It's considered a new time period. There's another concept which we've learned about called a tful yoin. That means if somebody became tamei and he had to go to the mikveh, the day he goes to the mikveh, until that night, he's considered full yoyim, and he still has a level of tumah. He's only considered completely tar after nightfall of the day he went to the mikveh. So if today is Tuesday, and somebody went to the mikveh, during the day he had to go to the mikveh, and he went today, he would be considered full yoyim until tonight. Begins the Gemara. Tana Bonin. Peleta Shechva Zera B'yoyim HaShlishi Tahira. That on the third day, a woman who expels the Shechva Zera is already tar. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Because like we learned, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says only 2 days. Now let's understand what that 2 days means. 2 days is very misleading. We know that in the Jewish calendar, the day begins at night. So what would 2 days mean? If a woman had relations with her husband any time on Tuesday, even if it was an hour before Tuesday is over, let's say Tuesday is over at 8 o'clock, and she had relations with her husband at 7 o'clock, by 8 o'clock, that's day 1, Wednesday is day 2, and by Wednesday night, she's already fine. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Shmuel says it's 3 days. But 3 days can mean Pamim Shein Dal Reinus, can mean 4 12-hour periods. Pamim Shein Heyoinus, sometimes it can be 5 periods. Pamim Shein Vavoinus, 6 12-hour periods. What does it depend on? It depends when you had the relations. Because you need 3 days. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, L'Oilam Hey, it's always 5 time periods. That means it's always 5 times 12. It's always 60 hours. Moreover, V'myatza Mixus Oinu Rishoina, let's say she had relations, let's say Tuesday night she had relations, but night began at 8 o'clock. But they didn't have relations until 10 o'clock. So you don't count from 8 o'clock, because they had relations at 10 o'clock. You start counting 60 hours from 10 p.m. The mixes, yotza mixes oinu rishoina, if part of the first 12-hour period began, noisnlo, you have to make it up, mixes oinu shishis, at the last, that we should have full 60 hours. And Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Sas Emes both point out a question. When Rabbi Kiva says 60 hours, now 60 hours could be 2 days, it could be 3 days, it could be 4 days. It depends when they were. What is he saying? Is he saying 60 hours, and to him days is not a factor? Could the previous man, the Amram, said it in the form of days? Is Rabbi Kiva saying only hours and ignoring days? Or is he saying hours, but it has to be at least 3 days? So they all say Rabbi Kiva saying strictly hours, and days are not a factor. Says the Gemara, Amru Rabbanan Kamed Rapapa. So Rabbanan said to Rapapa, Vamle Rapapa L'Rava. Others say it was said Rapapa to Rava. Bisham Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that says that a woman is tamei for 2 days. Damri behei avet prisha. We're going to be learning in the next couple of days like this. Everybody agrees that Kabbalah Satayr wasn't Shabbos. Kabbalah Satayr wasn't Shabbos, and there's an interesting question: why did Hashem make Kabbalah Satayr on Shabbos? So I saw a number of reasons. One reason is it should be a lesson for us. You know, during the week it's hard to learn; we're busy. Shabbos we have no excuse not to learn. So Hashem gave us the Torah on Shabbos to say, Shabbos you'll never have an excuse not to learn. Another reason I saw is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah after two luchas, we said Dabri Davi Atoy Tana V'lo Yomus. Klai Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, we can't deal with hearing it from Hashem. Hashem knew that it's difficult for us to hear Him speak. He felt that on Shabbos, when we have a Neshama Yisera, we have two Neshamas, it may be easier for us to hear what he says. And that didn't help either. And the third reason is like this. The Medrash says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, He created the world that it could only last from Shabbos to Shabbos. Every Shabbos, when Klai Yisrael is Shem Shabbos, the world is recreated. The same thing is with Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, he said, Tanai Hisna Master Bracious, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a condition, in Makabli Saw the Torah, if Klai Yisrael will take the Torah, then the world will have an existence, if not, not. So that's why Shabbos and Torah are connected, because they both are what keeps the world going. So everybody agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, says the Gemara, Bishlon Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Krabonin, Hillel like Krabonin, Don Behei Ovid Prisha, Thursday and Friday, they weren't allowed to have relations. So even if anything came, if there was any expelling of Shechitah Zera afterwards, it's not a problem. Rav Shmuel will hold like Rav Yosi. Dom v'dalet of a prisha. That they started on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because Rav Shmuel needs 3 days. El Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva says that you need 60 hours, so why do you need Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is 72 hours. Says the Gemara, Lion Rav Yosi. He's going to hold like Rav Yosi. But he says you don't start the count from Tuesday night, which is the beginning of Wednesday, you start from Wednesday morning. Karam Rav Adabar Hava, Moshe Bashkama Oilud, Moshe got every time Moshe went up to Har Sinai was in the morning. Ubashkam Yar, he always came down in the morning, early in the morning. Bashkam all the Ksiv Yashkin Moshe Baboiter Vyala Har Sinai. Bashkam Yarad the Ksiv Lech Raid Valis Atov Aaron Imcha. You should go down in the morning. So the Torah compares going down and up. Ma'ali, as the Pasuk said explicitly, was in the morning, Bashkama, early in the morning. Af, read the Bashkama. So when did Moshe Rabbeinu tell them that they should separate from the wives? Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning, you have 60 hours. Ask the Gemara, Lamar Lamar Lahu, why did he have to tell them Wednesday morning not to be there with the wives? They anyway would not have had relations during the day. Because of Amr Avahuna, Yisrael Kedoshim Hay, Yisrael are holy people, they misham shmita sayim b'yom. They don't have relations during the day. And as Rashi explains, because the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Boiz adrocha v'yumas, that Klai Yisrael have to act in tznius, and relations during the day is a lack of tznius, is a lack of tznius. So he didn't have to tell them that they shouldn't have relations during the day. So what's the point? Answer the Gemara, Ha'amar Rava, there are times that you can have relations during the day. Im Hayabes Ofel, if it's a dark house, Mutter, V'amar Rava V'tem Re'apapa, Tam Chacham, Mapa Palesai, if it's a person of the Talmud Chacham, he's allowed to do it, Mutter. So the question is obvious. There were no Talmud Chachamim. There was no Torah. There were no Talmud Chachamim yet. Right, so the answer is a Talmud Chacham is not necessarily somebody who knows how to learn. A Talmud Chacham is somebody who knows how to think right and act right. That there was already. The Meretz Chaya says that there were Talmud Chacham, because as we're going to learn tomorrow, they already got some mitzvahs tomorrow, Shabbos and Kibbutz Aveim. So you could have been a Talmud Chacham with those mitzvahs. Why only a Talmud Chacham is allowed to have relations by day, not anybody else? Number one, because Talmud Chacham knows how to act in tznius, and also Talmud Chacham knows how not to abuse the heter. Says the Gemara, "Vatfula yom ninu." Going back to what we spoke about before. So when did they go to the mikvah? They went to the mikvah Friday night. Now the question is, if they went to the mikvah Friday night, so then they're not really considered tahor until Matzoy Shabbos. When did they get the Torah Shabbos morning? So they're not on the highest level of tahara. And we began the shir that we wanted everybody to be on the highest level of tahara when they got Torah. Says the Gemara, "By Ravim v'Ravchina b'Avin Damer Tavayu, Nitnu Torah Tefillah Yom." We have to say that Klai Yisrael or some of Klai Yisrael might have been in the status of Tefillah Yom when they got the Torah. Yosef and Reim v'Kam Lo Hashmatza. So Reim was sitting, repeating this Gemara. Oma Le Ravina Le Meima, Nitnu Kamrit or Royal Kamrit. What do you mean? Do you mean that actually there were people that were Tefillah Yom, or there were people that might have been Tefillah Yom, but in actuality nobody was? That means in actuality everybody went to the mikvah Friday afternoon and there was no woman that expelled Shechvah Zera afterwards. Amalei Ravina, Amalei Ruya Kamina. I meant it could have happened, but actually it didn't happen. What happened, so let's understand what really happened. Every woman went to the mikvah no later than Friday afternoon. If they would have still expelled Shechvah Zera Friday afternoon, it would have been within the 2 or 3 days. Nothing happened, nobody expelled Shechvah Zera. Ask the Shem Shmuel, how does he know? How does he know? Maybe somebody did expel. So Shem Shmuel says, beautiful teretz. He says, we know that that every member of Klal Yisrael, every male and female that was at Kabbalah Sotayra was crucial to Kabbalah Sotayra. To say that there were people at Kabbalah Sotayra that were not on the highest level of Tahara is unacceptable. That's how he knew that everybody was to be on the highest level of Tahara. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, what if by Friday night there's no more problem because everybody by Friday night, even if they didn't expel Shechvah Zera, it won't be a problem. So why do we have to wait for Kabbalah Sotayra till Shabbos morning? Let them be Makabbalah Sotayra Friday night. Let everybody go to the mikvah by time before this man Friday. And then we could get the Torah then. Why do we have to wait for Shabbos morning? Answers the Gemara. And Tosfos explains, and that this question applies to all the mandamrim, whether it's Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. By that time, everybody's fine. Amr, Rabbi Yitzchak, you're right. As far as Hilchas Tahari is concerned, they could have had the Torah by Friday night. But why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Torah Friday night? Because the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Loi Miroi Seis Dibartu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to talk to us when it's night, as if he's giving the Torah in a time where it's not publicized. He wanted the world to know that Klal Yisrael is getting the Torah. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, then we have to wait anyway for Shabbos morning to get the Torah. So why did it have to be Tahar by Friday night? They could still go to the mikveh till Shabbos morning, and they could have relations a little longer. The little b'tzafet the Shabbos, the kabbal Torah b'tzafet b'Shabbos. Let everybody have gone to the mikveh Shabbos morning, and afterwards go to kabbal satayra. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Shiloi ha'alola holchem kabbal Torah, va'alola holchem tefila." If what would have been is that people still would have to go to the mikveh Shabbos morning. And some people already don't have to go to the mikveh. So it would be crazy. People are going to the mikveh, and some people are going to Har Sinai. That's not the way we want it to look. So we made sure that everybody was in the mikveh by Friday evening, and then Shabbos morning, everybody's going to Har Sinai for the Torah. As Tosfos, so if that's the case, why didn't the Gemara give this teretz before? The Gemara asked a minute ago that you should have given the Torah Friday night. She should have said, because you don't want some people to go to the mikveh and some people to go to Kabbalah Satorah. So Tais says, that wouldn't have been a good answer. Tais says, we could have made up that Kabbalah Satorah is going to be at Chatzos, at midnight. And everybody should go to the mikveh before midnight. And then they all can come to Har Sinai by midnight. So that would have resolved that problem. So the Gemara had to say a different teretz, Loi Meroish Seis, so we didn't want to give it by night. Amrav Chibar Abba, Amrav Yochanan. Zudivrei Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. What we learned till now is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva Shita on how long this Tumah Shechvazera. Avacham Oimrim, Sheish Oino Shlemus Binan. They need 6 times 12, which would take you to 72. Amrav Chizda, Narav Chizda says, Machloikis, this whole discussion about Shechvazera status is Shapir Shimon Isha. When it comes out of the woman's body, how long is it still considered viable that it should be mitame, and how long is it not considered viable? So we have the shittas, 2 days, 3 days, 60 hours, 72 hours. Avo pirshim and ish, when it comes out of the male, tamei kozman shilach, as long as it's moist, no matter how many days or how many hours, it's still considered tame. And it's very interesting. The Magen Avraham says there's a minig that women go to the mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur. The women should go to the mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur. So he says, our minig is that single women don't go, but there's a minig that married women should go, even if they're still a nido or they're tahor anyway. Says the Magen Avraham, if the woman had relations, she shouldn't go to the mikveh if she had relations within 3 days. Because if she has relations within 3 days, that could effectively harm the zera. And we see that zera is viable for 3 days after relations, and it may be destroying a potential Jewish child. Master Rav Sheshes, so Rav Sheshes says that on this question that we differentiate between a male and a female's shechva zera, the pasuk says v'chabeg v'chal or ashi olav shechva zera prat l'shechva zera shisurucha, that when a shechva zera metame, when it's on a garment, when until it's not spoiled. Once it's spoiled, it's not. My lav shepir shemanish. So here we're saying that even though it's moist, it's if it came out of a male, there is a concept of spoilage. We just said that anything that comes out from a male, if it's moist, it's not a problem. And so the Gemara loy shapir shimon isha, by a male, the defining issue is moistness. By a female, the defining issue is how many hours or days it's after it was in the woman's body. By Rapapa, so Rapapa asks, Shechvas Zera Shel Yisrael, a Jew of Jewish male's semen, B'mei Kutis, that's in a non-Jewish female's body. Now, what is the status of this Shechvas Zera? Do I say Yisrael, the Deigi B'mitzvah, Klal Yisrael, is nervous? We're a nervous bunch. Why are we nervous? Because we're always worried about mitzvahs. Here I have to get a good esrig, and here Tisha B'Av is coming, and here Rosh Hashanah is coming. So Chavul Gufayu, their bodies are weaker, and that's why it destroys the zera. However, Akam, the loy digi mitzvahs, goyim don't have this problem, loy. Idilma, or maybe, kivin the achlam shkotzer moshim, they may not be nervous about doing mitzvahs, but they have a different way that they harm themselves. They eat the non-kosher food. Chavu gufayu, and that's why they have the same shear. So the Chassam Sofer asks the obvious question. I'll prove to you that it's the same by Jews and goyim. What's the whole makar for Shechvah Zera? Matan Torah. In Matan Torah, they weren't Jews. So you see that it has nothing to do with Jewish or not Jewish. He says, what's the Gemara saying? That what's the reason why Shechva Zer of a Jew is different? Did the Igiv a mitzvah? They're worried that they have to do a mitzvah. They're excited about doing a mitzvah. We might not have been Jews, but we were already excited about doing mitzvahs. We were getting ready for Kabbalah Satayra. So that's why you can't bring a proof from those people to Goyim. Right. Vimtim Tzalayim, Kivim Ta'achli Shkatz Ramashim Chaval Gefayu. That will say that Jews and non-Jews are the same. We, because we're nervous. They're because they eat the non-kosher foods. What's going to be the halacha? Shech v'zer in an animal's body. Isha, this leproizda, a woman has a canal leading up to her uterus. That's mesreches, that ruined the shech v'zer. Avel behema, the less leproizda, physically it doesn't have that canal, so it doesn't get ruined there. And therefore it won't have the same shear. Maybe there's no difference. And the Gemara says on this, two teiku. There's an unbelievable Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, based on this Gemara, you cannot prove anything regarding medicine from a non-Jew to a Jew. He says, all the medicines and all the procedures we do nowadays, how do you know a procedure works? They test it. How does it know medicine works? They test it. But who do they test it on? They test it on the majority of people in the world. Who are the majority of people in the world? Goyim. And the Gemara just said that Goyim and Jews are different. So he says that what may work on a Goy doesn't necessarily work on a Jew. And he says that even as far as Hilchos Nida is concerned. The Masham disagrees with him as far as Hilchos Nida. He says Hilchos Nida has to do with the way a woman's body is built. And a Jewish woman's body and a non-Jewish woman, a body is the same. He only says as far as medicine have a lot of different factors that make them work or not work. And he says it may be that medicine that works on a non-Jew won't work on a Jew, or vice versa. Continues the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. B'shishi b'chaydish, nitnu aseres adibris l'Yisrael. On 6th day in Sivan, that's when the aseres adibris were given to Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi Aymer b'shiva b'ay. Rabbi Yossi says on the 7th day. Amar Rava. The kul alma b'rish chaydish oslo midbis Sinai. Everybody agrees that when the Klal Yisrael arrive in Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh. How do I know? Ksiv hacha b'yom hazeh bo Midbar Sinai. It says here regarding their approaching Midbar Sinai b'yom hazeh. The ksiv hasam, it says regarding Rosh Chodesh. This is Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Parashas Boy. HaChodesh hazeh lechem, Rosh Chodoshim. When the pasuk there says HaChodesh hazeh lechem, what is it referring to? Ma'al ha'alam Rosh Chodesh, it's referring to Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Afkan here too, it refers to Rosh Chodesh. Furthermore, the Kulam, as we explained in Amun Aleph, everybody agrees B'Shabbos Nitna Torah L'Yisrael. Everybody agrees that the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael on Shabbos. Why? K'siv Hachaz Zachar Yom Shabbos L'Katshoy. That refers to Shabbos, the word Zachar. V'siv Hachaz V'Yom Maishal Om Zachar Yom Hazeh. It says the same word Zachar. Malahalan B'Tzum Shoyom means Shabbos. Afkan B'Tzum Shoyom. Ki Pligi, what is the Machlaikis? B'kvi'i d'yarcha. The Machlaikis says, what day of the week was Rosh Chodesh? Rabbi Yossi Sover, b'chad b'shabbos yarcha. Rosh Chodesh, that means one day in Sivan, wasn't Sunday. Or b'chad b'shabbos lo'amal huva lo'amidi. On Sunday he told them nothing. Why? M'shim chul sh'da'orcha. Because Klal Yisrael was weak. They just arrived from a travel. So the Mefarshim say, Pash p'shad is that they were tired. Others say Sunday was the day that Klal Yisrael said Nas V'Nishma. The Imri Emes says this Pshat. And we know that Torah Mateshes Koycha Shel Adam. A person that learns Torah gets weak. Once they said that the Nas V'Nishma, so they became Torah learners. So Chosh, they became weak. And he says that's why we read Rus on Shavuos, which is the Yontav Matan Torah. What does it say in Rus? The Torah Naomi saw in Rus Kimasa Metzes Hilaleches. It took her more energy to walk. She lost her energy, so she saw that she was becoming a person that was connected to Torah. A person that's connected to Torah, Mateshes Kaychai, becomes weak. Another pshat that I saw, what pshat Chol should, why he didn't tell him anything, is Derech Melitza. Before a person learns Torah, he has to know, he has to listen. There has to be a day of quiet. That's an important introduction to learning Torah. B'Tshrei B'Shabbos, on Monday, Amalhu, V'atim Tiyulu Mamlechus Kayanim. B'tlasa amalhu mitzvahs hagdola. On Tuesday he told them that they can't get close to Har Sinai. Ba'aba, on Wednesday, Ovid Prisha. On Wednesday, they had to separate themselves from the wives. Why? Because you need Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Because according to him, you need 3 days that the Shechva Zera should not be a problem. And that was the week. And in Shabbos, you had Kabbalah Satayra. So I saw a very nice fart. We have here three mitzvahs that there were three things that happened before Klal Yisrael had Kabbalah Satayra. There was Hagbalah, staying away from the mountain. There was Prisha, which means that they couldn't have relations with their wife. And there was V'yichan Yisrael K'neged Ahar. They all became united. Says the Emor Emes. It says in Pirkei Avos, Hakina v'ataiva v'akovid maitzinas adam v'ayim. What are the three opposites of being a good Jew? Kina, taiva, and kovid. So Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem wanted to get that out of our system. So he told us to do Hagbolah. Hagbolah means that you stay in your own place. That's the opposite of kina. Told us Prisha, don't get close to your wife. That's the opposite of taiva. Prisha is the opposite of taiva. And he told us that, and we were all v'yichin Yisrael k'ish echad, that we all had to be ba'achtas, which is the opposite of kovet. Rabban and Savri, how did the week look? Betrei b'shabbat ikvi yarcha. They have everything a day later. Monday was Rish Chodesh. Betrei b'shabbat lo'amu lo'v'loi midi. He didn't tell him anything. Mishim choshadarcha, as we explained. Betlos amu lo'v'atatilu. Told him not to tell him that's kind of a guy kaddish. On Wednesday he told him not to get close to Har Sinai. Behei Ovid Prisha, and on Thursday they started the Prisha. They started separating themselves from the wives for 2 days, Thursday and Friday, because according to this mandama, it's only going to be a problem with the Shechva Zera of 2 days. And Shabbos with Kabbalah Satayra. One more verse from the Shema Shmuel. He says, why is Hagbalah so required before Kabbalah Satayra? So he says like this, what does Hagbalah mean? That you want to go further and you can't. He says, what Hashem wanted to teach us, the Kabbalah Satayra, Hashem knew that what's a Jew's nature? Jew's nature is he always wants to go higher and higher. He wanted to teach us that the concept of Kabbalah Satayra is you have to know what you're allowed to do and not allowed to do. You want to go further and further. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, if you want to be Kabbalah Satayra, you have to know how to make limits on yourself. A person who knows how to make limits on himself, that's the person that can have Kabbalah Satayra.